Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
I'd like to tell you about the different areas of the museum. Just inside and outside the main gallery, we have an area called Four Seasons. Here, you can watch a 4-minute animation of a woodland scene. It was designed especially for the museum by a group of young people on a film studies course, and it's beautiful. Children absolutely love it, but then so do adults. The main gallery is called Town and Country. It includes a photographic collection of prize-winning sheep and shepherds. Leaving Town and Country, you enter Farmhouse Kitchen, which is, well, self-explanatory. Here, we have the oldest collection of equipment for making butter and cheese in the country. And this morning, a specialist cheesemaker will be giving demonstrations of how it's produced. You may even get to try some. After that, you can go in two directions. To the right is a staircase that takes you up to a landing from where you can look down on the galleries. To the left is a room called A Year on the Farm. There is lots of seating here, as sometimes we use the room for school visits, so it's a good place to stop for a rest. If you're feeling competitive, you can take our memory test, in which you answer questions about things you've seen in the museum. The next area is called Wagon Walk. This contains farm carts from nearly every part of the country. It's surprising how much regional variation there was. Beside the carts are display boards with information about each one. The carts are old and fragile, so we ask you to keep your children close to you and ensure they don't climb on the carts. From Wagon Walk, you can either make your way back to reception or go out into the garden, or even go back to take another look in the galleries. In the far corner of the garden is Bees Are Magic, but we're redeveloping this area so you can't visit that at the moment. You can still buy our honey in the shop though. Finally, there's the pond, which contains all kinds of interesting wildlife. There are baby ducks that are only a few days old, as well as tiny frogs. The pond isn't deep and there is a fence around it, so it's perfectly safe for children.
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two. Part 3. Following instructions from their tutor, you will hear two trainee teachers discussing the use of origami, a paper folding activity, in the classroom. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
So now I want you to discuss the lesson we've just been watching on the video and think about the ways in which origami can be a useful educational tool. Can you all work with the person sitting next to you?
I had no idea that such a simple thing like folding squares of paper to make the shape of something like a bird could be such an amazing tool. It's made me see origami in a whole new light.
I know. It was interesting to see the educational skills the children were developing by doing origami. On the video, you could see them really listening hard to make sure they did all the steps in the right order to make the bird.
That's right. In this lesson, they were working individually, but it would also be interesting to see if the children could work out how to make something simple without being given any direction. That would help with building teamwork as well.
Yes, but much more of a challenge. One thing that really stood out for me was that the children were all having fun while being taught something new.
Which is a key aim of any lesson with this age group. And although these kids had no problems with folding the paper, with younger children you could do origami to help practice fine motor skills.
Absolutely. Shall we talk about the individual children we saw on the video? I wrote all their names down and took some notes.
Yes, I did too.
Okay, good. Let's start with Sid.
He was interesting because before they started doing the origami, he was being quite disruptive.
Yes, he really benefited from having to use his hands. It helped him to settle down and start concentrating.
Yes, I noticed that too. What about Jack? I noticed he seemed to want to work things out for himself.
You could see him trying out different things rather than asking the teacher for help. What did you make of Naomi?
She seemed to be losing interest at one point, but then she decided she wanted her mouse to be the best, and that motivated her to try harder.
She didn't seem satisfied with hers in the end, though.
No.
Anya was such a star. She listened so carefully and then produced the perfect bird with very little effort.
I think the teacher could have increased the level of difficulty for her.
Maybe. I think it was the first time Zara had come across origami.
She looked as if she didn't really get what was going on.
She seemed unsure about what she was supposed to do. But in the end, hers didn't turn out too badly.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a positive learning experience for her.